You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. Okay, this is going to sound a little morbid, but you know how they say the only sure things in life are death and taxes? Well, jobs in the death business are also a bit of a sure thing. In 2015, there were more than 25,000 jobs in the funeral industry. That number is expected to grow as the population goes up, as you might imagine. But it's not an easy recruiting sell for funeral home directors, even in Alabama, which I did not know this, has the nation's second highest concentration of jobs in that industry. From Birmingham, Alabama, Gigi Duban reports.
Fun fact, when a part of someone's face is missing and that person needs to look good, as in a casket, wax is your friend. Here in restorative art class, students are using clay, a cheaper substitute.
Then we'll move on to doing a feature a week. If we get started, we can move through pretty fast today. We may start on the nose. Usually I go with the nose, the ears, the eyes, and then the mouth.
This class is part of the small mortuary services program at Jefferson State Community College in Birmingham. To get an associate's degree in funeral services, there are classes in embalming, biology, and management. Students here are rebuilding faces on mannequin heads. 26-year-old Kyle Burgess is one of them. He lives above the funeral home where he's an apprentice in Anniston, about an hour from Birmingham.
Right now, we're trying our best to recreate the muscles of the face. Like, this is the occipital frontalis. This is the temporalis.
I asked for a show of hands. How many of the 30 students in class have family in the funeral business? Only 5, which is odd, given that staying in the family business was how most people historically got into the industry. Before he made the leap, Burgess had to get over a few things.
So it used to be like touching a body was weird. You'd had just cold and gave you the heebie-jeebies almost. But now it doesn't anymore. Like, that's part of my job.
Eventually, he wants to become a funeral director, like Doug Williams, who owns 2 funeral homes in Cullman, Alabama. Williams gave me a tour, showing me caskets, an urn display, and then this.
It's like a big bread oven. It's a big, heavy fire brick oven inside there, so it retains that heat pretty much.
That big oven is where workers here cremate bodies. Alabama, by the way, has the second lowest cremation rates in the nation compared to burials. Nevertheless, it's 107 degrees in this room, still hot from a cremation last night. Williams says it's hard to find young people these days who want to work with the deceased, especially ones that aren't lured by shows like 6 Feet Under and CSI. Out of his own 5 kids, Williams says he's lucky if one gets into the business.
The kids that I've interviewed in the last several months, they want an 8-to-5, 8-to-4, Monday through Friday. The funeral business is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
The Alabama Funeral Directors Association is recruiting at high schools, and state mortuary schools are looking for students. The association also just launched an under 40 funeral directors group, which other states have launched in recent years. They network at conferences, do karaoke, go bowling.
My name is Ellen Wynn McBrayer. I am a funeral director at Jones Wynn Funeral Homes and Crematory in Georgia.
McBrayer is a third-generation funeral home director and is in the funeral directors under 40 group. She says, not surprisingly for younger people, death is even less on the radar.
For someone that didn't grow up in funeral service, to think about helping others in something that we don't even want to talk about planning for ourselves, it seems like it would be hard.
As a kid, she got used to celebrating her birthday on another day and postponing holiday festivities because of a funeral her parents had to run. Back then, she said she'd never get into the business. But eventually, she says she realized it was a chance to help families during tough times. Her brother, however, still won't have anything to do with the family business. In Birmingham, I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.